Hi, and welcome to the GameSlave Podcast, episode 99. That's right, folks. We have 1 to 100. Just one. And then we have hit three digits. It's a milestone, I tell you. A milestone. So, as a preface, Zelda Queen and Proteus took the week off, trying to maybe prep something. That or their garage door broke and they had to go find a new one on very short notice. One of the two. So, you could just kind of have me and my random ramblings today. Going to go ahead and start about one of the newest games that recently came out, Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning. I think by now it's actually been out about a week and a half. I haven't played as much of it as I probably should have, but I do have some initial feelings of the game. I'm really enjoying the combat and the leveling system. It's very free form, as you've probably heard before. It's fun, it's easy to zip around as you may need. I'm kind of going the sorcery tree, but I'm not using as many spells as probably other sorcerers have so far. I'm using mainly the chakrams, which I find to be a lot of fun, just whipping those magical discs around the area, and the staff when things get a little too close for some of the chakram stuff, or if they're immune to my chakram's specific magical energies, because I have currently fire-based chakrams and a lightning-based staff. It's real fun. I'm enjoying it. Reckoning mode is an interesting concept. It's really good to get experience real quickly because you get bonuses for the things you ultimately end up killing in Reckoning mode. But it does kind of make bosses on easy mode. Because once you enter Reckoning mode, you move faster than the enemies, or technically the enemies slow down, and you do a lot more damage. And you become one brutal SOB when you're in Reckoning mode. There's one move where you throw somebody on the ground and you just pummel them in the face until they die. There was one enemy where basically I made a scythe out of energy and grabbed it on their head and sliced them straight down their back. Provided that thing ate dead corpses, it was a pretty brutal move. Although my favorite is the creating the spike in the ground, picking the person up, and tossing them on it. As I said, brutal, but they're a little interesting. On the downside, I have noticed some graphical glitches. I haven't gotten too far in to see if they're going to be too annoying, but there's times where, like, during a conversation with somebody, all of a sudden I'm looking at the wall. I'm not looking at the person that's talking. They're not looking at me. I am just looking at a wall. So it's a little off-putting at times, but it may be something that's just easy to overlook for the most part, because it could just be a lot of fun. So that's what I'm hoping for. I guess I'll find out more as time goes on. And as I get more through the game, I'll find out if the story is good at all. So far, they seem to, you know, say a lot, the world depends on your choices. But I haven't seemed to have any real choice in what I do so far, since it's so story-driven. So it might be it's kind of railroads you, even though you have a bunch of different side quests to do. Which is what I've kind of been stuck on. I find myself just doing side quests after side quest after side quest, and I've barely touched the main story. But yeah, so I'll talk about that more definitely as I play it more, but I've been on my Mass Effect 2 marathon trying to beat it before Mass Effect 3 comes out. And as many of you may know, and probably have already played, the Mass Effect 3 beta actually came out on Valentine's Day. I still think that was an odd choice, but hey, I'll give it to them. I personally haven't played it yet. I plan on doing that in the next day or so. I've been just busy doing other things. But from what coworkers have said, both the PS3 and Xbox, it's playing really good. Apparently multiplayer is not available until Friday for the demo. So that's probably when I'll try to pop on so I can do a little multiplayer demo. One of my cohorts did actually have a chance to play it with the Kinect, and he did report that the voice commands do work really well. Although, apparently, the system did not appreciate him saying, Kinect, or open sesame, to try and get a door open. For some reason, it just did not get that. Anywho, this is going to be a short podcast, my apologies. I'm already on my last story. the Double Fine story where Tim Schafer decided he wanted to make a new point-and-click adventure game. Well, point-and-click adventure games don't make a lot of money if you listen to people that... if you listen to investors and such. And plus, and he'd have people breathing down his neck saying, he's like, well, it's got to be like this, it's got to be like this, it's got to be like this. He didn't want that. So Tim Schafer decided to go to Kickstarter and start the Double Fine Adventure Kickstarter. They wanted to make about $400,000 in order to make the game, and they wanted to do it in a month. Less than 8 hours later, they were fully funded, and at less than 24 hours later, they had raised $1 million. So they definitely have some nice funding to make their point-and-click adventure game, and it's still going. They are going until March. So the more money that is donated to the game, the better it will be. As of this point, I believe it is going to PC, Mac, Linux, and iOS, and I think there was one other system it was going to. Ah, How Silly of Me. It's also coming to Android. So it's going to be a DRM-free. There's going to be a closed beta for people that offered offered their backing. It's going to be through Steam. And I think that's like $15 if you on the Kickstarter page and be a part of the closed beta. And you also get a copy of the game once it comes out. There's several different levels. The most impressive one being at a $100,000 donation, he'll give you one of the four sealed Day of the Tentacle statues that from that old LucasArts game that he worked on so long ago. And I think you also get like bowling with the development team and Tim, and he has quite the interesting things. At $50,000, you actually get to be in the game. So just think about that. 50 grand and you're into the game. It's like a drop in the bucket, isn't it? Yeah, anywho. So congratulations to the guys over at Double Fine for proving that they don't need to deal with developers. They can get help through their fans. And that is really all I have to talk about today. As I said, next episode is going to be our 100th episode. So I'm going to look at getting a prize to give away on either the podcast or if nobody tries to claim it through the podcast, another method. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I will see you all next week. Don't forget to visit us at www.thegameslave.com, where you can read our articles, usually written by myself or Irish Pride. You can also check out the podcast notes, our store, or you can actually be part one of the first people to join our forum. Thank you very much, and game on!